And now for the adventures of Word Girl, smarter than the average fifth grader, able to defeat tongue-tied villains with a single verb, disguised as a mild-mannered and unmistakably precocious Becky Botsford, this visitor from the planet Lexicon fights for veracity, probity, and proper usage.
When we last saw Word Girl, she, Scoops, and the store manager were about to be demolished on Chuck the Evil Sandwich Making Guy's giant sandwich pressing thing.
You all laughed at me. You said my sandwich pressing method was too extreme. But you are wrong, and now you will taste my vengeance.
Nice pun.
Thanks. So, Word Girl, prepare to get... what's it called when you...
Smash? Smash?
Yeah, kind of.
Demolish?
No, you already used demolish in your whole intro.
My intro, right.
How about obliterate?
Word Girl flies into a living room near you tomorrow on PBS Kids Go. Dorothea Gillum is the creator and executive producer of the Word Girl animated series. She joins us from our member station in Boston, WBUR. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation today.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
And Donna Fineglass joins us from the studios of NPR West in Culver City, California. She's the voice of Word Girl, though many of you may know her as a former cast member on Mad TV. And nice to have you on the program as well.
It's very nice to be here.
And if you have questions about, or perhaps for, Word Girl, about cartoons for kids and the importance of vocabulary, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our blog. That's at npr.org/blog of the nation. And Dorothea Gillum, Word Girl, as I read it, could have very easily been modeled after you.
Well, it's not too, it's true, it's not too far afield from me. I was that kid in ninth grade who asked her parents for a dictionary for Christmas, and it couldn't just be any old dictionary either. It had to be the Random House Dictionary, and yes, I did mark the words I looked up. So I've always been a big word geek. I taught fifth grade, and I would have my kids bring in the word of the day, and I used to call it verbal show and tell, so... Hmm.
And you've trod that well-known path to animated cartoon fame and success. You were a high school English teacher.
That's right, yeah. I was teaching in a private school, so I was teaching both fifth grade and then high school creative writing.
And how did that lead to the cartoon world?
A lot of luck, actually. I came to Boston to get a master's degree in education at Harvard and ended up working... at Tom Snyder Productions, which is still an educational software company, but at the time they were kind of starting off in their first television show called Dr. Katz, and I quickly discovered that I was really bad at educational software, but I was recruited on the TV side, and my career has kind of grown with the company.
Hmm. And I wonder, as I bring Donna Fineglass into the conversation, you also, this is not the usual casting that you see for children's animated cartoons.
No, it's not. And, you know, Dorothy is really the brains behind it. I talk real good on the show, but I don't know nothing. No, I've done a couple of cartoons now, and this one is and don't tell, of course I'm on radio, but by far my favorite. It's so funny, and it's so well-written, and it's a great teaching device. I think it's such a great way to teach kids words, you know?
I wonder, Dorothea, I've read that you have made, I've read comparisons to Rocky and Bullwinkle, and indeed to the Bugs Bunny cartoons that were,
right.
Of course, were able to get both adults and children. Is that your goal?
Absolutely. Those were shows that were, you know, hugely influential on me as a kid. And, you know, one thing that I've noticed over the years since then is that that type of so-called adult humor has been stripped from kids' TV shows in an effort to make it maybe more accessible or so-called developmentally appropriate for kids.
Hmm.
And I really disagree. I feel like kids are way more smarter than we give them credit for. I remember laughing at a lot of jokes in Bugs Bunny and not always understanding why, but there was something about the timing that just struck me as funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, my goal also is to have parents watch the show along with their kids so that they can talk about it afterwards and hopefully reinforce the learning.
And Donna Fineglass, as I understand it, when you're recording these shows, you're allowed to, you're not just reading a script.
No. Well, I mean, technically.
Yeah,
but,
there's a script there.
There is a script in front of me.
No, she does get paid for something.
Come on. No, but they're great about letting the actors improvise and kind of play off each other. And because so many of the cast members are sketch comedy performers and also improvisers, it's so much fun and it's great. And they end up using a lot of the material that we kind of come up with in the booth or that they suggest, you know, mm-hmm. on the spot, too.
Well, Dorothea, doesn't that suggest you're actually making the animation, the cartoon, after you record the script?
That is correct. Yes, we do the recording first and then lock in the audio before we do the animation, which is backwards from a lot of the way that the rest of the animation world works.
And why do you do it that way?
We're located, the studio I work for is Soup to Nuts. We're a division of Scholastic, and we sort of started as this happy accident, and I always describe us as the Galapagos Islands of television. You know, we sort of developed our own style of doing things, and it just, because we've always been longtime fans of improv, our shows tend to be pretty audio driven, and that's just the way the production process worked out.
See if we can get a caller in on the conversation. And again, if you'd like to join us, 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org. We're talking with Dorothea Gillum, who's the creator and executive producer of the animated children's series Word Girl, and also with Donna Fineglass, who is the voice of the Word Girl character. And let's talk with Tommy. Tommy's with us from Portland in Oregon.
Okay, Tommy, say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi.
Did you have a question, Tommy?
I was wondering how, the sandwich-making man in World Girl, I was wondering how you gave it a sandwich-making face.
Huh, a sandwich-making face. Dorothea Gillum, do you have a response?
Fantastic question, mm-hmm. Tommy. I'm mm-hmm. so glad you asked. We played around with a lot of different ideas, but his name is Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy, so it just made sense to give him a sandwich face.
Mm.
Hmm. And who plays him on the show?
He is played by Fred Stoller, who is another fantastically talented, he comes from the world of stand-up comedy, mm-hmm. and he is sort of best known for his appearances on Everybody Loves Raymond.
And Donna Fineglass, what might Word Girl say to Chuck, the evil-making sandwich guy?
She would probably say something like, "Hold it right there, Chuck. You and your evil sandwich-making ways will not get away from me this time." I would guess something like that.
Tommy, I take it you're a fan of Word Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you're going to enjoy the new and much longer half-hour version when it arrives tomorrow. Thanks very much for the call, Tommy.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Dorothea, I don't know exactly how old Tommy is, but who is this aimed at?
Technically the target audience is early elementary school kids, so 6 to 8. But because of the sort of more sophisticated adult humor in it, I call it the SpongeBob audience. So I know that there are 4-year-olds out there watching and 84-year-old out there watching mm-hmm. as well.
Let's see if we can talk to Carrie. Carrie's with us from Baldwinsville in New York.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a English as a second language teacher. So vocabulary has always been very important to me for my job. But with my own children, who are 4 and 9, I always stressed vocabulary. We never did baby talk, and I never allowed baby talk after they were infants. And their vocabularies are huge, too huge. Sometimes it gets you in a little jam. People will say, "Oh, they're so verbal." And I said, "Yeah, they never stop talking."
Well, that's Dorothea. That's one of the things that you've said, that you can challenge kids, 8, 9-year-olds, with some pretty big words.
Absolutely. The research shows that young kids are able to learn virtually any word as long as you can explain it in language that kids will understand.
Mm-hmm.
So, we learned this actually the hard way in one of our shorts that we did. We featured the word pompous, which we thought was a fairly easy word to describe to a 7-year-old, except 7-year-olds at that age, they don't really have the, developmentally, the concept for a snob. They're not, mm-hmm. they don't understand social status, but so that
did you
was
just point to Bush?
No,
I get it, maybe.
So, but, you know, other than that, you can teach them pretty much any word.
Carrie, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to see the show.
And Donna Feinkler, I wonder, have you learned any new words on the show?
Well, you know, they tend to be big words for kids, so I can't say that I've learned new ones because I would seem really dumb for a 32-year-old. But I'm always impressed with the words that they're teaching. They're always really good words. I think they had flabbergasted on, which is just a great word and fun. And what else? What were some of the other words?
Yeah, we like to use words that kids will like to say just because they sound silly, like flabbergasted or hullabaloo. But we also used a word like coincidence, which is actually quite a complex word when you come to think about it, how you would describe it. But kids, we've now tested those episodes, and kids can get the meaning of those kind of more sophisticated words.
And they're going to get more and more of them starting tomorrow on PBS Kids Go when Word Girl premieres. Thank you both so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
We were talking with Dorothea Gillum, a creator and executive producer of Word Girl, with us from WBUR in Boston, and Donna Feinglass, an actress and comedian who provides the voice for Word Girl, with us from our studios at NPR West in Culver City, California. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.